hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it can go.
Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network for the next 2 hours on this 15th day of December 2005. John Ainsworth will be joining us presently with that endeavor. Many ways in which to listen to this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. AM, FM, well, you heard the song, shortwave. Yeah, it's on the internet. Streaming, rbnlive.com. All the programs to all the talk show hosts are archived on that site. Tell a friend. Tell a neighbor. Tell the world. Do it now, folks. We're running. we're pedaling as fast as we can here, and we're running out of time to restore this great republic. A note here. I just got a message from the chief cook and financial wizard bottle washer here. Sandra, don't come out of your office and throw anything at me. Stalling for time here until I find the information. At any rate, your donations out there, folks, the monthly donations are helping, but they are falling a little short. Now, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time on this because you folks are either going to do it or you're not going to do it. I've asked you to make up your mind. Are you going to support the network so we can continue to grow it, add more programming? It's timely. They say that timing in life is everything. Well, I can guarantee you that is just the case in this instance, because the worse things get in this country, the more people are going to be seeking out answers. And if these networks aren't around, this network or networks like it aren't around, people won't have the ability to get the information. Hopefully it's not going to be too little too late. But we're going to be here, folks. We're going to be here for all of us when the time comes. So at any rate, I think I've got about $5,000 in monthly commitments so far. And we need to do a little bit better than that. So go up to rbnlive.com, if you would. Check on the button. It's at the top hand right of the front page. Become a Republic partner, ladies and gentlemen. You know, $50 or $100 a month, that'd be nice. But if you're on a budget, and a lot of people are out there, $20, $25 a month, folks, I guarantee you'll not miss it. And we struck upon an idea here. If you're not by computer, and, well, you really don't do that much banking. We're working on automatic bank drafts right now as we speak. But if you'd just like to call the network at 800-724-2719, we'll send you out 12 envelopes that you can put in your stack of monthly bills, and every month you pay your electric bill or your cable bill. Shame on you. You can see all the information you need is right here on this network. And if you need some entertainment, go out and see a movie or rent one. But do it, folks. I mean, call us at 800-724-2719. We'll set you up. We'll send you out 12 envelopes already stamped and addressed, and just throw it in your monthly bill. Monthly bill stack every month. There it is. It's real convenient. Or go to rbnlive.com. Go to PayPal section. Become a Republic partner. And you can do that by credit card each and every month. We'll be right back with John Ainsworth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. They aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
We have with us today John Ainsworth. Good afternoon, Mr. Ainsworth. How are you?
I'm doing well. A little cold and wet here in North Carolina.
Well, it could be worse. You could be up in the Northeast right now.
It could be.
Yeah, I heard that even Georgia had an ice storm.
Yeah, I mean, it was, get this, it was 31 degrees and raining this morning.
And is that unusual for North Carolina?
Well, not really. We're kind of caught between the snow belt and the sun belt, and we get this strange weather where it just rains when it's below freezing. We have these ice storms that just tear the trees apart and just make havoc of the streets.
Well, and that doesn't support the global warming prospects, does it?
Well, not today, it doesn't.
Yes, for sure. Where are we going today?
Well, I was thinking, you know, one of the problems that we have is there's so much information out, and people are always wondering, you know, what's the problem? And we have an inability to really dissect of what the problem is, to get down to the root cause. There's so many things that are in the way. And I'd almost like to open it up to listeners to, you know, in a three sentence or less, what they feel the problem is, and then just banner it off of what we're doing and how it compares. You know, a lot of people think we have the judiciary is out of control. A lot of people think that, you know, we just can't get the right people in, you know, just vote Republican or vote Libertarian or vote, you know, Constitutional Party. And I think we've got to quit going back to these issues that aren't the problem.
Such as?
Well, voting Republican.
Okay.
We just got to get the right guys in. You know, the problem out there is the judiciary. We got to get behind a good conservative Supreme Court justice. You know, all these concepts that people have. You know, we've got people out there. I know this stuff comes through it, and I'm going to say that several of these things can be a little bit of the problem, but they're not the whole problem. I've been involved in this movement for about 15 years, and I've seen things such as, that's not my name, the name in all capital letters, the nom de guerre, things of that. Well, that might be a symptom, but a lot of people hang their hat on that and say, you know, hey, if they'll just put my name in lowercase letters, then I'm free. And we've got a partial solution out there. A lot of people are buying into these not completely thought out issues. And what gives these things credibility is when someone will win in court using something. And just because, I mean, I've been in this long enough to know that just because you win in court doesn't mean you're right, and just because you lose in court doesn't mean you're wrong. And so we can't use the courts as a benchmark of what we do. We must just find out what is the right thing to do and start doing it and just always do the right thing. Sometimes what works isn't always the right thing to do, but it's working. We can take a pragmatic approach to this and just always do what works, and what we will find is we'll just evolve into one of them again, you know, just, you know, oh, well, we'll look the other way on the law. You know, that didn't really work. What, you know, this over here works. And we've just got to get back down to the truth, you know, what's true, what's lawful, what's just, what's righteous, and just start sticking with those items.
Lawful, provable government.
Lawful, provable government. Yes, sir.
I like that. And, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, we had the 14th Amendment. Oh, just a marvelous piece of legislation, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Bill Ivey, actually, he writes me all the time. Bill, if you're listening today, I got another letter from you. But he did an article in the First Freedom newspaper saying that self-government begins at home.
Absolutely.
And he says, from such outrages as the income tax, gun control, loss of states' rights, and our very individual liberties, to many others not mentioned, all of these battlegrounds which the constitutionalists have fought for decades, proving thus far unwinnable, all hinge upon the specious passage of the 14th Amendment. And, you know, John, there's a lot of things wrong. I mean, you just take a look at it. I mean, the latest assault, and I will give kudos, John, to somebody that's doing some decent reporting on something that is important, such as states or property rights, rather.
Right.
And believe it or not, and Sean Hannity is by no means the hallmark of the unabashed patriot press out there, for sure. But recently they've been doing a series, for the last couple of weeks, they've been doing a series of programming on eminent domain. And they've been doing a good, effective job. Here the government is coming in, snatching people's houses. And basically what they're doing it for, well, because they can now, according to the Supreme Court. But the reason why they're doing it is they're snatching people's property to bring in developers, corporations, and they're saying they're doing this to increase their tax base. And I will give credit where credit is due. Believe it or not, folks, I never thought I'd hear myself say this. Believe it or not, Sean Hannity has actually been doing a good job. Of course, he knows beans about the Constitution. Will they bring somebody up that will really tell the people and fill in that back information, that background information? Absolutely not. They make it, John, as kind of a heart-rending, you know, tear-jerking, you know, this family lived in this building or this house for 65 years and they're being thrown out. They don't go down to the Constitution, the principle of property, and how, you know, if I was Sean Hannity, I would say, you know, that's a communistic idea here that, you know, the property doesn't really belong to you, kind of belongs to the state, you know, this kind of collective kind of thought. But, hey, at least they're making people aware of this. And the assault on private property is something that is major, majorly important.
Well, the 14th Amendment brings in the doctrine of equality. And this falls right into communism. I mean, the concept that, you know, people who don't have property are equal to people who do have property. Therefore, you know, we've got to rectify this problem of people who don't have property. I mean, it goes, the 14th Amendment, it's so ingeniously done. I mean, the way they did that, but it affects, again, these property rights things are all, it's not going to end until we just grab the bull by the horns and say, you know what, I'm not taking it anymore. And that's why I like guys like you.
Well, I've even softened my approach.
Uh-oh.
Yes, on the voting issue.
Okay.
Because people have been pointing out to me, you know, unless we have a valid voting system, an electoral type of election or electors casting their votes, then we can't change anything at the township, the local level, city, state, whatever the case may be. If, in fact, good people are going to run for office, and who would we consider it being good, John? These are people that know the Constitution, that know America's true history, know the Reconstruction, know the damage the 14th Amendment has done, knows their Constitution from a roll of toilet paper, in other words.
Right.
These are the kind of people that need to be in there. So far, they have not exactly been given carte blanche in which to run for those offices. They have a mighty hard time because we have this political machine set up that you have to have the stamp of approval before you'll get any funding or any press or any help in the political realm. But I see that as being changed only when people discover how their government is non-functional now. And there are many good reasons for that, and they're demonstrable. They're provable to people. You know, everybody knows everything's funny now, right now, but they have no idea how we got here any more than they have any idea. They can probably recite the main ingredients of their favorite recipe instead of the finer points of the Constitution. You know, this is part of the problem. People are not aware with the recipe that made this country so great. But at any rate, let's throw out the call today for the folks out there that want to bring up some points here. And John, you wanted them to respond in what arena?
Well, say that again.
What do you want the callers to be asking you?
Well, what I'd like to do is just like what you just brought up. You know, you softened your approach on voting, and I would even I would like to take an issue like that and just explore that a little bit. You know, go back and forth on it and play devil's advocate of right and wrong. I mean, I'll do this with you right now. Is on the voting thing. The issue is that. That jurisdiction that was created through the 14th Amendment isn't a valid jurisdiction. And in my belief, the people have a right to lawful government. And by voting, as soon as you sign your voter registration application, you're signing under the penalty of perjury, that you agree with that jurisdiction, that you want to participate in that jurisdiction. And so my belief is that you know, I'm still pretty hardcore that you do not participate in that system that is not valid. And the reason we don't have valid government is because the people aren't exercising it. Now, then people get into the pragmatic side of, well, and what are you going to do? You're going to have five people in your state or 100 people in your state saying that you're lawful government? Well, then it becomes a legal issue. Then it becomes a court challenge. Do the people have a right to participate in lawful provable government? And this is what we want to get at. And then, you know, and that these people that are in place now, these mayors, these judges, these prosecutors, what are they? Who are these people that are holding on to this de facto form of government, this government that's not legitimate? Are they good people? Are they bad people? Do they know what they're doing or not? Well, there's a mixture of everything. There's a lot of these people that know what's going on. When we go into court and fight this issue that they're not legitimate and that, in fact, we would like for them to prove their jurisdiction, they ignore it and move on. Now they're beginning to show us their character, who they are. What are their characteristics?
Right. All right, folks, we got a break. 800-313-9443. I don't know, John, we might have to play some music in here because we don't have any calls on the board. I'm sure we can find something to talk about, but it's not the point of this program, ladies and gentlemen. This is the educational format of the network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try pure soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
(800-313-9443) is the number for the program, folks. It is live. It is interactive. We're not doing this just to impress ourselves or fill up dead air space here. This is the constitutional educational segment of this network, which I'm very glad to be a part of. And I'd just like to thank Charles in California out there. You're listening right now. I called into the network, made a $50 a month donation, I do believe, via credit card. Thank you very much. And if you would like to follow suit, folks, please do. You know, if you don't know why this network is important by now, you'll probably never get it. But for those of you that do out there want to see us continue and expand and grow and have a bigger effect out there, well, then you need to call 800-724-2719 right now. Call and talk to Sandra. She'll be happy to help you out. Or go to RBN Live and become a Republic partner. Just hit that button up there. It'll take you to the PayPal page, and, well, you can donate from whatever card you have, and you can do that on a monthly basis, you know, $20, $25, $50, $100, whatever you're comfortable in doing. Folks, the money is well spent. Freedom ain't free. We got the bills to pay, and we're going to keep plugging along here, folks. We're going to do what we need to do. Let's go to the phones. BL in Texas. Hello, BL.
Sent you some funny money yesterday, so I hope that helps. That's for December.
Appreciate that very much.
Listen, I agree heartily in principle with what your guest is proposing that we do. I just want to know how. What do I do every day, like yesterday when I refused to sign for a new national ID card, or when I buy a vehicle or a trailer, do I surrender the MSO, which is the allodial title, to the state in exchange for their phony certificate of title? I mean, how do I get through every day trying to get back to what America is supposed to be without becoming one, the latest victim of the iron boot on my neck?
Well, I would say there's a couple of things that need to take place there. One is you have to correct your status. Most people are out there, they're voting in the system. And see, this is one of the hinge pins with voting, is that this is your voluntary acquiescence into the system. That's, you know, that gives licenses and does all this.
Oh, once you start actually withdrawn my name from the rolls in writing, and they keep putting it back on.
Well, which rolls have you withdrawn from?
The voter registration rolls.
And you're in Texas, right?
Right.
Well, one of the issues, well, again, Texas is a wonderful state to be involved in because Reconstruction went right through Texas just like it did here in North Carolina. The original state government of Texas was annulled. Now, I know down in Texas you've got a Republic of Texas movement that is based upon the illegitimacy of it coming into the Union originally.
Well, I don't want to be a general, guys. I just want to be free.
I don't understand that.
The Republic of Texas movement, everybody declared themselves a general or an admiral and strutted around in camo.
Well, I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm just, you know, their concept and our concept are different. The concept that we operate off of is that North Carolina was one of the original states of the Union. And again, in Texas, you would say, well, Texas was one of the, you know, original states of the Union before Reconstruction. It came in on equal footing with the original 13, and that Congress had no authority to annul that state and create a new state and force it to pass the 14th Amendment, which it did. In the first Reconstruction Act, Congress passed a law and basically said Texas was no longer a state and could not come back into the Union or have representation in Congress until such time as it ratified the 14th Amendment. So the 14th Amendment is a coerced amendment, and you see what the ramifications are. So
well,
this is number one.
Coercion negates all agreements.
Well, excuse me?
He said coercion negates all agreements.
Oh, I agree with that.
Yeah, and it's the same argument we've heard time and time again that, you know, all the details of the contract aren't spelled out for you. When you apply for your Social Security number, when you apply for your driver's license, when you apply for this, that, boy, you got a heck of a cough there.
That's me, yeah. It's
been out in that cold weather too much.
Well, I'll tell you guys, I took the Social Security number under duress at the age of 13 because they said you can't work unless you have this number. They didn't tell me any of the ramifications of accepting the contract. They just said, if you don't take this number, you can't work.
Right, but here we are, and now we understand what's going on. Okay,
right.
All three of us, we understand what the situation is. And the situation is, you know, we're looking at them like, oh, the Social Security Administration. You know, they put us under this contract called getting an SS number, and now they won't let us out of it. Well, the problem's not them. The problem is us. I mean, we've got to say, okay, and you're doing part of it. I'm not a part of that. But you can't say I'm just not a part of anything you've got unless you say you are a part of something that is valid. And what you can hold on to is the original Republic of Texas, not the one that's being with the generals and whatever problems they've got going on down there now, but grab the state of Texas Constitution as it was in 1861, or actually technically 1867, when Congress annulled it. That was a legitimate government. Congress had no authority to annul it, and number one is you say, I want to recognize that government, that Constitution as legitimate, and then you start participating in it.
All right, hold on a second, BL. He's asking the question of how do we get from present day to that point, and I want to walk through that after we get back. Ed, Billy, and others, just hang on. We'll get to your calls also on this edition of the National Intel Report. Today with John Ainsworth. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieves pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
John Ainsworth, I think our caller here, B.L. in Texas, is asking, we can rescind the driver's license, we can get out of that contract with the Social Security Administration, we can do these things like tear up your voter registration card or, you know, whatever. But the question that's often being asked, and are they jumping ahead of the game here, or is it a fair question to ask? Okay, we know what the problem is. We've identified the Reconstruction, 14th Amendment. We've done all of that. We want the lawful, provable government. How do we do it? How do we get it back? How do we get it installed?
Well, again, your base question of are we doing the right thing when we're rescinding and taking ourselves out of their venue, you know, and that's what we're doing. We're saying we're not a part of you. You don't have control over us. And the issue is, what are we attaching ourselves to? Are we just making ourselves a person without jurisdiction, a man without a country? Or are we going to put ourselves into the lawful, the provable government? I can prove to you that the state of Texas had a lawful, provable constitution and government prior to Reconstruction. I can prove to you the state of North Carolina had the same thing. And I can prove to you that the governments created afterwards are illegitimate and created with all sorts of problems, and we see this evolution that they're taking us down that we don't need to rehash. So what we want to do is, if I want to be a citizen of the lawful state of Texas, then I've got to recognize the laws of the lawful state of Texas. I've got to recognize the fundamental constitution, the organic law of the state of Texas. That's lawful and provable. And so what you have to do is you have to have a group of people who would say, you know what? I recognize the original state of Texas as lawful, provable government here in the state of Texas. I'm going to swear allegiance to that government. You know, when people join the army, when people, take on public offices, they swear an oath to uphold the Constitution of the United States. Well, what you need to do is take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the lawful, provable state of Texas. The reason it's not there and in existence is that people aren't participating in it. And so we can't just hop out from one venue and say, I'm not paying your taxes, I'm not getting your licenses, I'm not getting your registrations on vehicles, and I'm doing nothing else. I'm just saying that y'all aren't legitimate. You've got to hop in and find out where is your safe haven. Where can you go and stand? And so we have to, and what we did here in North Carolina is once we came to this conclusion back in, we came to the conclusion in 95, but we didn't implement it until 97, is we did a declaration of reestablishment. We declared that we're going to reestablish lawful government, that it's nowhere to be found, that your system, all your system says is, you can't complain if you don't vote, and so you need to vote so you can participate, but it's a fraud. Your jurisdiction is illegal, illegitimate, and when the people did go out and vote, like in the Republican landslide back in the early 90s, it did no good.
Here's the question. How do you have a political revolution here, or more importantly, a restoration to the lawful, provable government, when you're plugging yourself right back into that same matrix? The unconstitutional government, and that's this is where my rub has been all the while, is that to plug something into that matrix to have it perform in a constitutional way. I don't think it's possible. Do you think so, John?
Well, it's an impossibility. It's kind of like what we've got is we have an overthrow of government through violence and force. It was a war. It was a coup. The state of Texas was overthrown by Washington, D.C. in March of 1867. And it's a fact. It's a provable fact. And so we have to look in history of what do people do when we find ourselves in this situation. Well, and I always like to use Nazi Germany because Nazi Germany and France. Is France had a lawful government until the Germans came in and through force, said, no, the government that you've been participating in isn't legitimate. And again, this is what Washington did to Texas and North Carolina. Says your government's not legitimate. We're going to institute a new government for you. Well, this is what the Nazis did to France. Well, what did they do in France? Well, they maintained the free government of France through Charles de Gaulle over in Europe, or over in England. So you actually have two governments, one that doesn't get to exercise power, and the other one is exercising power. The de facto usurpers are actually in charge and executing people and sending people to jail and registering people and having license checks on the side of the road. But that's not the government of the people of France. And that's the exact situation we have. We want to be free people in an occupied state, occupied by United States citizens that have the backing of Washington to maintain the overthrow of lawful government. And actually, I'm ahead of myself because I can't say that the government that is in place now in either Texas or North Carolina is there to maintain the overthrow of a lawful state. They're just there. And we don't know what they're going to do until we say, you know what, we are the legitimate state, and we want to confront you with this, and we want you to prove that your legitimacy. And at that point, we start finding out what their intentions are. Are they really there to maintain the overthrow? Or is the overthrow of the lawful state of Texas maintained surely by the people not participating in it? The people not picking it up. The people not fighting for it, going into court, saying, you know what?
they're going to participate in this, John, because that's what they were born into. This is what they've been educated in. This is right. what they've been schooled in.
Right. And so we can't say that they are treasonous people who are there to keep us down, because they're not doing anything different than I was doing 15 years ago. I was just in it, participating in it, thinking something's kind of funny, but not really knowing what it is. And that may be where they're at. But until such time as the people say, I'm going to participate. The problem in America isn't them. The problem is me. The problem is I am not acting as a free person of a free state. I'm not giving allegiance to a free state. I'm not recognizing the laws of a free state. We're just doing what a lot of people have been doing in the past of just withdrawing. I'm not going to participate in Social Security. I'm not going to get your licenses. I'm not going to get your car registrations. And we're not attaching ourselves to what we need to be attaching ourselves to.
Well, I mean, and like what I said with Ed Waller, you know, his consensus is that, well, they can do whatever they want, we can do what we want. Well, we can't have two simultaneous operating governments. That's not going to work.
Right.
The one that we want is the constitutional-based government. Now, attacking us through the states, it seems to be the best way to go about this.
Right.
And to tell Washington, because, folks, I don't know if you're noticing out there, they're saying, you know, the next terrorist attack here, there's going to be martial law. This is all being handled by the feds. They've taken over all the police forces across the land. When that happens, congratulations, you will be in a country that you will not recognize. It'll still look the same. You know, your McDonald's will still be on the street corner. Your USA Today will still be in the paper box, whatever the case may be. But I'm telling you, you know, you're going to see the full force of an unrestrained government and their supposed authority to do whatever they want to whomever they want, when they want to do it, and how many times they want to do it. And the key to this thing is through the states, but... do we need to do this, John? Do we need to do this through a court? Do we need to have a Texas Supreme Court judge look at the argument and say, well, look, you know, why are we attacking this at the federal level? Why do we want the United States Supreme Court doing this when the state Supreme Court could look at this, declare it, enter a judgment on it? We can just throw that right in the face of Washington, D.C.
Well, this is based upon the principle that... they're legitimate, and they're out after truth, justice, and the American way. Again, let's go back to France. When you've got the Nazis in control, and you have the free French people, hey, they come in and say, you know what we need? We need to get a court ruling from the Nazi government that says we're the legitimate ones and not them. And you see, there's a quandary with that. And the issue is that we just need to be who we are, and it will end up in court. That's a fact. But what we're finding here in North Carolina is that they're pretty much dismissing the charges. You got to remember, the law is on our side.
Which charge are you talking about dismissing?
Well, we've got revoked driver's license, driving without licenses, running red lights, things of that nature.
Okay.
I mean, nothing of any serious consequence. And this isn't what Ed's doing. Ed's got a dismissal on something else. I guess partially using the Republic and then using the citizens of the U.S. of A. I'm not sure exactly his total argument. But, hang on. Excuse me. What we've got is it's going to end up in court. And we're going to get there. And when we go into court, you have what's called the center of gravity doctrine. And the center of gravity doctrine is the doctrine that, you know, anybody can come in there and say, hey, I'm a Pembina Indian, or I'm a citizen of Japan, or whatever. And the center of gravity doctrine, think of it as a seesaw or as a scale. And what the court does is they put, evidence on one side of the scale, which says you are what they want you to believe, and then you put all the evidence of who you say you are on the other side of the scale. And of course, they're going to come in there with your driver's license, your voter registration cards, everything that you've ever said you were a United States citizen on, your Social Security application. They say, hey, right here, you've signed all these documents saying this is who you are. What's on your side of the scale? But to where you are who you say you are. And what we're having is people say, well, we have this history in this country of having free states. Well, that has nothing to do. That's not evidence. Are you participating? Are you acting as a citizen of the state of Texas, the free state of Texas? Are you? What are you doing on your part? And this is where we've got to start getting our affidavits. We've got to start getting our sworn statements, our oaths to the original state government. And then the burden of proof falls on them to say, the government that you're swearing an oath to is not legitimate. And see, and this is the argument they are deathly afraid of, and they will not approach this. And the more people that we get well-versed at this, that really understand this argument and say, I can't claim to be something unless I'm willing to be that. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to be free people. We've got to have oaths of allegiance to lawful states. And then we go into court. Again, look at France. What happened in France? Well, once the tide started turning and people started saying, hey, there's two governments here. The Vichy government, which has an allegiance to Berlin, and the Free French Republic, which is backed by the United States and Great Britain, and headed by Charles de Gaulle, which, you know, a lot of people say is a legitimate government. Well, after Normandy and after, you know, the Allies swept through France, okay, what did you have? You had a bunch of mayors. You had a bunch of police department heads. You had all sorts of people that were the government of France under the Vichy government. Well, do these people automatically get kicked out? I mean, how do you change? What do you do? Well, they're in control. And they're in control until such time as the lawful people have time. You know, they're down in the dirt. They haven't raised up. They're not controlling the jails and the courts and the traffic and the taxation issues. And they've got to organize and rise up to where they just finally take over. Actually, I've got that a little backwards. Is the government of the Vichy government is actually kicked out, and the government is replaced by martial law in the form of the Allied occupation. And so really the United States and Great Britain was the government of France in the interim. And then, you know, they controlled the government until such time as the French people organized themselves and gained enough power and got operational. And so that's what we've got to look at. We've got to start going into these courts. And we've got to start organizing. We've got to start getting courts together. We've got to start voting. We've got to start.
Yeah, we can say that, but where is the organization? Who's organizing right now? What number can I call? What name is recognizable, or a name that we can make recognizable to people? And I'm not asking you for an answer to that question because I know you don't have one.
Well,
see, this is my point. We can say, well, we've got to organize, we've got to do this. But by simply saying it doesn't make it happen. And quite frankly, you know, I'm not waiting for the other jackbooted thug footfall to happen here. Well, this has to be now. This should have been going on in the last year, in the last couple of years. This should be well on its way, well established. The argument should be shoved in her face right now. But we're still in the talking or planning stages of this. An action has to be taken, and it has to be taken now.
Well, Patrick Henry addressed that too. I mean, he sat there and said, "Hey, we've had these warships on our shores for 10 years. When's a better time to deal with this? Are we going to be stronger tomorrow or next week, next year? You know, we're just getting weaker and weaker. They're getting stronger and stronger. So the question arises of, is it too late? Have we waited too long?" And it's never too late because this is a legal argument. And who do you contact? Number one is you contact all the people you know who are of like mind and get them off of these silly arguments that people get involved in and start saying, hey, you know, you can't just hop out. You've got to hop in. What are we going to hop into? And a lot of people have said, I've heard people say, well, oh, so we need to go create a new constitution. No, you can't create a new constitution. You have no authority to create a new constitution. All you can do is pick up the constitutions and laws that were laid to rest in 1867. And that's what we've got to do.
Yeah, and that seems on the surface pretty simple because we're not having to reinvent anything. We're not having to draw up, as you said, a new constitution. I would agree with a lot of people who have studied the Constitution. You know, there are some gaping holes in there that need to be filled or shut. But by and large, it's been argued that, well, this is really a corporate charter or the beginnings of one. Well, I don't know about all of that. What I know is this, that I know that we're not operating under a constitutional form of government. I understand what the statutory law has done. I have seen, and you've seen a lot of it, John, yourself. And quite frankly, I'm getting a little tired of talking about it. I know that you're getting tired of talking about it. You would like to see a plan of action into effect. That's where I want to go from here. I mean, what exactly do we do to start instituting this, putting it in place, getting the ball rolling, and start pushing this issue? Because if not now, when?
I would say grab a state that's got a lot of organization already in the Patriot movement. I mean, for lack of a better term, let's have a seminar. Let's get everyone on the same footing. Let's have a, you know, a 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 day, whatever it takes, to where we can iron this thing out in people's minds to where they have the confidence to move forward. You know, that's another thing that we've got to deal with is we've got so many people who've been in this movement who've gone out doing things with vim and vigor only to get slapped down. And people are watching that and saying, oh, wow, yeah. I don't want that to happen to me.
Right.
So we've got to get confidence again. And you're going to get confidence in the truth. And because people, you know, you're a product of it. I'm a product of it, too, of hey, as soon as you're successful, we're right behind you. You know, it's like that's not the way it works. It's you've got to figure out. We've got to find people who want the truth, who want what is true, righteous, and just. They want lawful, provable government, and they're willing to do something about it. And start in Texas. Hey, I'll come down, and we'll share documents, we'll go through your history, we'll grab stuff. But you've got to have someone in Texas that wants to do that. And until people in Texas say, you know what, that's what I want, because what I find that is that most people in Texas, most people in Georgia, most people in Michigan, most people in Oregon, just take your pick of state, just want to complain about it. They just want to talk about, hey, there is a problem.
Yeah,
and there comes a point that everyone knows there's a problem.
Well, and see, but here's the thing. Not enough people know it's a problem because they don't know about the Reconstruction. They don't know about the 14th Amendment. And I think this is where we have been lacking. I mean, I'm asking people to take the responsibility for their own bailiwick, for their own lives, from their own knowledge base. You know, I keep talking about this, that we've got to spread the word. I don't see 10,000 more people logged in on here to the internet. Not enough people are turning people on to this type of programming where we can discuss these issues. People can step up to the plate and say, okay, you guys are right. We need to do something. What do we need to do? I'm here. You're there. What do we need to do to get this done? That's what has to take place. I mean, folks, I can't do this myself. Okay, because I'm running a network here. I'm doing a talk show every day. But doggone it, I'm getting tired of talking about it, John. I'm getting real sick and tired of talking about it. And then the people that are going to be complaining the loudest and the longest are going to be the patriots out there that did not a damn thing. And when the jackbooted thugs are marching down the street and they're cordoning off their neighborhoods, they're doing searches of weapons, house-to-house searches and seizures. They've been practicing at it for years, folks. Just watch your evening news in Iraq. I'm getting tired of talking about it. Let's do something about it.
I find that the people that come to me that are really want to listen and make something happen are the people that are about chin-deep in trouble. And we've got to quit doing this. We don't use this as a last resort.
Right. This is a plan of action, not a life preserver where you're going down on a Titanic and you got 10 minutes before you freeze to death.
Right. And that's what we've got to get. We've got to get people who are rational thinkers, who understand this situation and are willing to participate in it today. Call me. Give me a call at my home. Email me. Let's start organizing some
states. Put out your number, John.
My phone number in Charlotte, North Carolina is 704-563-4554. Call me. If you're willing to and want to organize your state in lawful, provable government, if you want to get rid of what's going on, you know, email me. I've got my email address is tigerja@bellsouth.net. Let's make something happen. We're just, you're right, John. We're just sitting here. We're watching it go by. We're watching them grow stronger and bigger, and we know what the problem is. And we just can't get people to do anything.
Well, I'm going to be honest with people out there. I know a lot of people sometimes don't like to hear the truth, and they think it's depressing, and why is John talking like that? Look, folks, I'm going to be honest with you, that if we show enough interest. Or let me put it to you this way: if we show as much interest that has with spreading the word about radio programming or whatever else. I'm going to tell you what. We're going to lose this. We're going to lose it all. And there's not going to be another United States of America. There'll never be another country on the face of this planet like we're sitting in here right now with the ability to recapture it, put it into lawful force. If we lose this opportunity here and now, you will never, I mean, the lights are out here on the entire planet, folks. That means the globalists win. They are not going to allow the formation of a new country. It is not going to be physically possible to do so, no matter how many people would want it to happen. They have almost got the whole thing sewed up as we speak. Not quite yet. They have not yet brought the United States of America to its knees. We are still here. We're still living. We're still breathing. We're still talking. We are still hoping. We are still wanting our constitutional republic back with real, provable law. It is up to us. So who's going to step up here? I hope it isn't the people that haven't been spreading the word about the information. I hope it's not you out there because, quite frankly, we got a C-minus on that grade card. So, folks, here's the question to you. We know what we need to do. How do we go about doing it? Who's going to step up to the plate? Because I'm tired of talking about this stuff, John. I'm sick and tired of just talking. I get a little worn out myself. Yeah, I hear you. BL, thanks for your call. I appreciate it, my friend. I think we got the thrust of your question, which I appreciate. Wally in Wisconsin, you're up next, Wally. Hello, Wally.
I got a question. You speak about lights out and stuff like that. I'm telling you, I'm having a hell of a time getting a hold of you guys at this frequency for about the last 3 months. Up until about a month ago, there was a Spanish station on 11930 that was walking all over you. Now there's WHRI walking all over you from 11885. Your message can't get out. I mean, something is going on with your transmitter or something is happening somewhere where the message is not getting out, and I can understand why you're getting blue in the face. You need to have some kind of a repeater message. Remember a guy a long time ago, Chuck Carter?
Yeah.
He had several broadcasts several times a day, and he had wonderful messages. You need to look at something like that, getting messages out several times a day if possible.
Well, we can always look to improve the communications, but Wally, I think there's enough people out there, and I know that there is, that listen to this network by varying means, that we've got enough ground pounders out there, if you will, to start this thing and get it going. Okay. I mean, and there's always alternatives to listen to the broadcast. If you can't get it by shortwave, you know, hey, take the initiative up there, Wally. Set up a low-power FM station. Get a satellite dish, and then you can hear the broadcast every single day. And more importantly, you can spread the word to other people out there. Anything
else? I'll
look into it. Anything else, Wally?
I'll look into it. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, sir. Billy, LB, Robert, Brian, others, just hang on. We'll roll your calls in quick succession right after the top of the hour break. And for you international shortwave listeners out there, it's 5.050 on the shortwave dial. This is kind of a bad time of the year for this time slot. It has always been that way. 50-50 later on in the night comes in perfectly. 11-9-1-15 early in the day comes in much, much better. I just happen to be the guy that's in that time slot. Second hour coming up. National Intel Report, John Ainsworth, right back with you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.